most people, when they say hip hop, they don't understand what they're talking about. When they say hip hop, they just think of rap music or rappers. They should think of the whole culture as a movement. The movement of doing something for self, peace, unity, love, and having fun, and then overcoming our negatives to our positives.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And we're going to about your boy, Kurt G.
And this is, of course, E. Color. We back in the 800s now.
You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year.
Saying we went back to show 22 and shit.
No doubt.
That's an 800s. Damn. I mean, 200s. Damn.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm bugging already.
Exactly. No doubt. Anyway, we're going to do some housekeeping quickly. I want to give a shout out to a Gamma Crush who, it was a couple of podcast ago, a couple of shows ago, we were talking about the 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
And all that Loud Records. Well, Gamma Crush said the 3-6 Mafia started on Relativity Records, and it wasn't until 1999 they, along with the Beat Nuts and MOP, were picked up by Loud Records because Loud bought Relativity. I actually remember that.
Right.
But I really wasn't a 3-6 Mafia cat. So, again, shout out to Gamma Crush.
Nothing like a good fact check.
Exactly. You know how the scholars are.
We got scholars listening to the show.
No doubt. And you know Common started out on Relativity as well.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Along with those other artists. So, anyway, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is brought to you by Hot Knicks.
Damn, long time no hear from.
No doubt.
Oh, man.
So, Hot Knicks sent a video in, and it was an interview of Talib Kweli and your boy Ebro Darden, who I'm considering the king of New York. Released for 2014 for a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons why I'm considering Ebro the king of New York is because everybody, it's like anything Ebro says, like he's a guardian, he's the gatekeeper. If I'm gonna play Dirty South because New York niggas don't know how to write bars, then I'm playing Dirty South. But meanwhile, he got some other shit brewing. But him and Talib Kweli was going back and forth about this New York niggas sounding like Southern niggas.
Okay.
And I thought one of the most interesting things about the interview was listening to both of them speak this industry talk.
Yeah.
It is funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? Talib Kweli talking about he putting out X amount of money to these amount of services to get his records heard.
Mm.
And then, of course, you know, Ebro Darden got a thin skin about payola.
Yeah,
I don't know who you paying. What you talking about? Who you paying? That type of shit. You know what I mean? And then they get into this whole, if, you know, on a regular, sort of what Locks, not Locks, sort of what Jadakiss was saying, if I bring a record up there on a regular, you know, it might get played because I got a relationship with you and this, that, and the third.
Right.
A lot of this industry speak. Number one, and then your boy, certainly Talib Kweli, 2014, I'm losing a little bit of respect. Because, again, it's just out there. I know you're never going to get the straight because he has to make a living.
Yeah, he said
most
that.
Of these guys make a living. And so does Ebro, for that fact of the matter.
Of course,
Ebro,
he's corporate.
Ebro has a boss.
Right.
No doubt. No doubt. So when these guys make a living and you listen to them talk industry talk, you can kind of see why New York, or at least the thought of New York-oriented sound, is not going to get played. Maybe it'll get played one day, but as of for the near future, it's really not.
Doesn't look like it.
Because it's really, it just comes down to money. I mean, it just comes down to money, which, and it also comes down to, hence, I feel justified in my instrumental protest list, because Talib Kweli showed me fuck trying to rehabilitate these MCs.
Right.
Wow. Fuck trying to rehabilitate them niggas. Them niggas, most of these MCs are a lost cause, and they gonna hop around on different beats, just like they gonna hop around on hookers at any time.
But can I ask you a question, though?
Go
seriously,
ahead,
about
yo.
This whole money thing. It's like, we know damn well that, and we knew this a long time ago, that all these videos and all this, these cats don't own that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And all these timepieces they wear on their wrist and jewelry on their neck and all that shit belongs to the record labels, B.
That's true.
So this is why I'm not understanding why people who have some kind of knowledge, you know, some kind of wherewithal, fall into that trap thinking that there's this whole giant pile of money. I don't get it.
I can't really concentrate on the money. I guess I come to the conclusion of if the sound changes, Forget about the MCs. If the sound changes,
right?
Trust me, them cats, Migos, they won't want to rhyme on any traditional sounding kick and snare, what they want to call East Coast boom bap. Because they can't rhyme on that
but
shit.
If they think that's what a money flow is.
No, they cannot.
Are they going to quit?
No, those niggas, no. Once the sound changes, a lot of MCs who are on now.
Rappers or MCs?
Whatever, okay, rappers won't be on. So I guess when I looked at that interview, back to the main topic, when I looked at that interview and I was like, wow, you know, all of this could be settled simply that just forget about what they rhyming about if the sound changed.
Okay.
So I'm not following you, B.
Okay.
You're saying the sound.
The way the music is.
So the sound of the music changes?
Right. I'm just saying, if you have a beat from your boy, what's that kid, the Britney Spears? No, Miley Cyrus, Mike.
Mike Will.
Mike Will. You got a beat from Mike Will, mm-hmm. and you get a beat from Large Professor.
Okay.
Okay. Now you take an average MC. Let's say those Migos.
Okay.
Them ignorant niggas. What beat are they going to rhyme?
Adios.
Yeah. What beat are they going to rhyme over?
What are they going to rhyme over? What they feeling. So Mike Will is the type of shit that they're used to.
And that's the point.
What
that's,
if Mike Will ain't on no more?
So you're saying, but, okay.
That's all but I'm saying.
I don't know if it's so much the sound. I know the sound means a lot to us. Because if you hear the Migo niggas rhyming over a Primo beat, we're going to like the beat a lot better. Maybe we might even start. We may even say the Migos niggas ain't that bad if they over a Primo beat.
Damn, I don't think I drink that much.
If they over a Primo beat, we may say, those niggas ain't up their bars a little bit, but they ain't that bad over this Primo beat.
Instrumental.
You know what I'm saying? But over the Mike Will shit, we like, it's the same old fucking trap shit. So I'm thinking that what's going to have to change for me is that niggas is going to have to up their intelligence level.
Because
cats don't want to hear no dictionary rap.
Because niggas is followers. So let's get to the part two of this situation, the cross section between Ebro Darden and a kid named Troy Ave. Your boy E Color comes in the lab and he was like, Troy Ave perplexes me. And you can tell him why he perplexes you.
Well, because of that New York City mixtape, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I had heard some Troy Ave before that, a couple of cuts, and I was like, okay, Powder, this kid, all right, you know what I'm saying? But then I saw this, the New York City, and I listened to it. It had Nori,
Ray,
Raekwon, and I'm like, wow, let me do some research. And I'm finding more music by this kid, and I'm like, dude, in the record, didn't you just say about New York niggas rapping like they from down the South?
Okay.
And all these cuts, he's got that, B.
Okay, I understand that. I think that's due to his age. But let me tell you the cross-section between Troy Ave and a guy like Ebro Darden. Ebro Darden's getting a folder together. He's getting a folder. Troy Ave's in the folder. You know, who else did I say was in the folder? There's a couple of, Joey Badass is in the folder. B.I.C.'s in the folder.
You don't give them niggas. Please, not them again. Not them again.
Not for conversation.
I'm gonna come back on that something later, too,
No doubt. No, not for conversation. Not on them, you know what I'm saying? He's throwing Action Bronson in the folder. He's throwing guys that he considers that he likes in a sort of if the sound changes. Because to me, this is more about sound than MC. Because to me, we talked about this on a lot of shows. If you're talking about bricks in New York, you can talk certainly about bricks in South Florida.
Right. That's right. Why I'm thinking the sound is not going to make a difference. Because them same Migo niggas is going to be rapping over Primo beats.
I can't see it.
If that's what's going to be the new sound.
I can't
because
see it.
You think they're going to stop eating off rap if it changes, the sound
because
changes?
Because once if the sound changes... Like you said, what goes
New
hand...
York niggas is rapping over them trap beats right now.
Yeah,
that's
are.
True. No doubt.
What's the difference in the sound?
And no doubt.
Changes.
Well, I think the Migo niggas is feeling comfortable because they're at home. New York niggas keep coming in and wanting to eat off their plate. So why should they, you know, we got to go to New York and try to eat off their plate? I ain't from New York. Man, fuck that boom bap shit. The usual cop-out shit. I'm not saying that some of them South niggas won't do that. The majority of them walk.
Dang.
They walk.
You're hedging your bets a lot, B.
I'm just saying.
I'm just looking forward to seeing what that shit's going to be like.
Who knows?
I'm thinking that folder he's got is going to end up in the fucking trash.
Ooh.
Whoa.
With Joey Badass and Action Bronson
Damn.
In it.
Damn.
All of that shit's going to end up in the trash.
Wow, B.
Wow, that's what's up. So anyway, Kirk G on a sunny and bright 2014.
This shit's been going on for too long.
You're right, and it's going to take a long time to rehabilitate.
On stop for a while.
But the only thing constant is change, B. It's going to change. It's going to change. It's just a matter.
Did you listen to the 2007 show we put up?
ASAP Nas and that. ASAP Nas.
I just put that up. We was talking the same shit.
That's true. No doubt. Anyway. Yeah. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Hip Hop Pessimist.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. 8 reasons why old music is better than new music. Now, I'm not going through the whole 8. I picked out 1 of the 8 because this came off the Dick Ride, one of the Dick Ride blogs, and I was stunned when I seen this.
That sounds like some grumpy old hip hop head.
Nah, this came from the Dick Ride blog, son.
Damn.
So anyway, but this is the one topic that I pulled out. It was like genres less blurred. Hip-hop is pop. R&B is hip-hop. Pop is everything. Sometimes Chris Brown sings. Sometimes Chris Brown raps. Lady Gaga had Twister and Too Short on her album. Nelly won a country music award, which that's not true. He was nominated, but he ain't never win one. Drake, the specificities go on and on. The fact that no genre is confined anymore, with the business of music manipulating so many artists to make their craft mainstream, way fewer acts are mastering their genre. Flawless MCs, etc., etc., R&B singers, etc., etc. No longer will you find a baby face or someone who makes straight R&B ballads is one of the 8 reasons why older music is better than newer music.
Cats perfected their craft. That's the one thing I did get out of that. And that was true.
Right.
Because cats wanted to be the best in what they were doing.
Right. So if you were R&B.
But what do you say about someone like Tyrese? I ain't even heard Tyrese blessing no raps, have I?
Tyrese got a whole damn rap album out there.
He does, but he ain't rapping on his regular albums, though.
It don't matter. Fact that Tyrese even felt like he wanted to get in the booth on that shit is ridiculous. So what Kurt G is saying, the old music better than new. Can you imagine Luther Vandross
trying to bust a rhyme?
No, sir.
Talking with some woo-woo-woo on the back of some fucking rap.
Exactly. Sir. Can you imagine Anita Baker just singing hooks for the Migos?
If there's checks, maybe, but...
Yeah, that's true.
If there's some checks.
If she was coming out now, maybe she would.
So the point being is that... of course, we know there's no craftsmanship as far as MCing today.
Not. Of course
but
not.
Even when you look at other genres, if you were in that, whether it was country, whether it was R&B.
Well, let's take that back, B.
Okay.
Let's take somebody like Future.
What about him?
Not anybody can just do that shit, can they? I mean, didn't he have to craft that shit way he does that?
B, are you fucking sitting here? Are you serious back here?
Nah, he just keeps fucking with you.
I'm just fucking
with you.
I had to pause for a moment and then I thought about who said it.
Yeah.
If we had a young boy in here, maybe I might have entertained a little bit.
Yeah.
You just said that shit.
I'm just checking.
So no doubt. So anyway, I was really surprised, and he had a lot of other issues that I didn't go into, but I find that to be very interesting because, I just even feel even the Dick Ride blogs, track after track after track. I mean, homeboy Rich Kwan sounds just like every other motherfucker Waka Flocka around the corner. You know what I mean? I know he's a hot new nigga.
Well, Rich Homie said that Future bit his style. That Rich Homie was doing this before he went to jail. He came back from jail and Future had took his whole shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'll take that.
So that nigga locked up. He don't need it.
So
is there anywhere that you can place blame?
To be totally dead ass honest with you, I know this is some industry shit, but it's the 1996 Telecommunications Act. Really, I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. You know, some of this shit is organic. You know, I agree with that. Certainly, young boys are not going to like their dad's music. I get that. Right. But just the shit that has everything combined, this one playlist per country shit, whether you in L.A. or South Carolina, same playlist.
See, we need to blame Ebro Darden bosses for that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's who's doing this shit.
He ain't going to blame him.
Well, of course not. He can't keep his damn job.
Exactly. But you're right. So, I mean, really, that's me. If somebody asks me, yeah, it's a lot of nut niggas in the game. Of course. You know what I'm saying? But it's that Telecommunications Act. Because without that.
See, that's where I'm going, right? That's why I'm the hip-hop pessimist right now. Because it's just been going on for so long, but people are blaming the people that are in the industry. You got to blame the people that are running the fucking industry.
Right.
Those are the people you need to blame.
That's so true.
Most people don't even know their name, though.
Of course, you never know their damn name. They're the ones that's not riding around in Bentleys. Those are the ones.
So, anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I'm starting to incorporate, as I come across interesting recordings, I'm going to put them out there and we're going to discuss them. First recording is Mano featuring Jadakiss, What Happened?
I ain't got nothing for you.
Well, you should have listened to it, and I'm going to just break it down for you.
Okay. I don't have no clue what that shit
is. What this is Mano doing an excellent job narrating what he feels what happened, again, to New York hip hop. And then, of course, bringing in Jadakiss for extra hard white to try to make it official. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically, it's one of these records we just talked about. Mano's actually got some nice bars on there, I think. He actually is making some solid points. But what had happened was he fucked up because the beat is some Mike Will shit.
So on the way to the church, you stopped off at the bar.
Right. You fucked around and got drunk.
And then you forgot where you was going.
Right. So.
Bingo.
So, I think it's the perfect example of a situation where, you know, nigga, and you know, he's talking all this Trinidad James shit back and forth. I'm hoping the hand of God's gonna make a return. None of that shit. He's saying that I gotta paint it over a modern day beat, a modern day landscape.
Well, you just set the table for this nigga. You set the sound. Hey. So for them to listen, he had to be on that type of sound.
Had to be on that sound.
Fuck me, you know what, got it.
So anyway, the next recording is your boy Common, War.
Ooh.
I like that. I did.
I liked it too. Certainly, I think, first of all, let's talk about the Common album. Common album's ready to drop, and he's supposed to be going in that whole Chicago gang, directly Chief Keef, anybody like that motherfucker.
So this nigga's getting ready to move to L.A. then.
Oh. I think he already lives in L.A. though.
Okay, then that's a good thing for him.
So I'm just saying, I think he's going directly at it. Well, you got Lupe talking shit and giving turkeys out and, you know, and all kinds of niggas in Chicago. Kanye giving studio classes and really nothing. Subs Oprah in and out of town, you know, not talking about it. Common saying, I'm going in. First cut, War. You didn't seem like you didn't like it.
Yo, I fully respect where it's coming from with it. It just didn't. The sonically, it just wasn't.
The track didn't grab
it. Yeah, it didn't.
See, now this is a track. When he said War, I immediately went to lyrics. I didn't even listen to the track on this one first because I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Okay.
I wanted to hear what he was talking about first.
Well, I went in both.
Because I gave the track no attention at all.
Okay.
I wanted to see what he was talking about. It could have been a classical track over Mozart. I wouldn't have cared. Gotcha. I wanted to hear what he was talking about.
Right.
And I got full respect for that.
Right. Right. Indeed. So.
Because not a lot of people doing that.
Well, no. I mean.
Especially in Chicago.
Right. I mean, I'm giving Common giving him the floor 100% credit just because, hey, a lot of cats is talking about shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody really doing shit. And not even taking a chance with their music.
Right.
That's what I mean. At least he's going to take.
A lot of niggas want to get Chief Keef on a verse with them. So they want to hedge their bets is the problem.
I don't think Common needs a job, B.
Exactly. Common can afford to go in on these.
Right.
Days.
Right. No doubt.
And Kanye's too close to, he's still in the industry. He still makes a rap a living.
For now.
He's still signing motherfuckers to his label. So he don't
and
need to piss off anybody.
Holding them like that other dude. Hostage.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Indeed. So anyway, shout out to Common. I guess shout out to Mano. I mean, what had happened is you just wait till you guys hear the track.
Well, you make me not even want to waste the moments, B.
I don't even want to hear that.
Now, y'all listen to lyrics, though.
Okay.
All right.
And listen to the lyrics. Rest in peace to Amiri Baraka, 1934-2014. He was an active participant in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. He changed his name from Everett Leroy Jones after the assassination of Malcolm X. His career is from the 60s up. Too long to talk about, but what I will talk about is that what you guys need to go out and listen to is his poem, Somebody Blew Up America, about the tragic events of September 11, 2001. Yo, this, he goes in on this poem. I
have to hear this one.
Yeah, he goes in. Anyway, he's a poet laureate, only the second one ever from New Jersey. After this poem, which they said was anti-Semitic, they stripped him of all of that shit.
Of course.
Of course, you know you can't talk about the wrong type of people.
We're going to take this belt.
So anyway, yeah. So anyway, rest in peace to that brother. Or I should say rest in power, because the poetry that he has made throughout his career, and specifically Somebody Blew Up America, is very, very powerful. I'm sure you two, my conspiracy brothers, will fully enjoy it.
I'm going to read it.
No doubt. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest is Macklemore. Says, hip hop will be heated if he wins the Grammy for Best Rap Album. Macklemore doesn't think he should win Best Rap Album at the Grammys.
Guess what? Hip hop won't be heated at all.
Not at all.
Hip hop doesn't give a fuck about a goddamn Grammy.
That's what they told him. That's what they said. But anyway, he goes in to basically says that in the rap category, we're up against Kendrick Lamar, who made a phenomenal album. If we win the Grammy for Best Rap Album, hip hop is going to be heated, because Macklemore says that Kendrick Lamar made the best hip hop album, as you know, last year.
You know what? He might be right.
Commercial.
That is the best commercial hip hop album, I guess you could say.
And Macklemore, deep in his heart, know he's going to win.
This don't kill my vibe.
That's the word of the day. He's hedging his bets.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Now, what do we think about Macklemore? We don't really get down with Macklemore on this program. But here we go, Macklemore again.
Album.
But
I can't say nothing about Macklemore personally. I don't know if it,
yeah,
I haven't yet been exposed enough to him to actually be saying I don't get down with him.
Well, you don't get down with his music.
Right. There we go.
But I'm saying, I think you can start to draw a personal picture of Macklemore, because this is the first time that Macklemore has come out and said, the only reason why I'm getting props is because I'm white. He's come out and said that.
So right now I'm feeling him.
You know what I'm saying? And now he's coming out and saying, I'm probably going to get the Grammy. You know what I'm saying?
So then he can pull a Ving Rhames and give it to who he thinks it belongs to then.
I mean, he probably won't, but
he's got to put something in his trophy.
You know what I mean?
He better put something in his bank account, as he's been doing.
Oh, well. It's funny.
That. He's independent, though.
But it's funny, though. All the dick ride blogs and the industry are just, you know, even beyond his hit records, they are in love with Macklemore because he did it the independent way. I even heard Ed Lover giving him all kinds of props. You know,
he's one of the first cats to do it like that, to go out on that type of level independently.
Macklemore caught every label slipping. Okay.
No, he didn't.
There was
he didn't get
no slipping. Because labels had was running around. Dick Ride and Mac Miller labels was running around. Dick Ride and your boy Asher Roth. Dick Ride and all these other white MCs. They somebody, you know, was with. A swing and a miss. It's strike two.
But Macklemore, to his credit, he wasn't trying to get on that type of level. He wanted to do it his way.
Can I talk about this 800-pound gorilla in the room?
Oh, go ahead.
Could it have been that song? Because you know that one segment of the population, you know, you appease them.
Well, it was that song. And we're talking about the song about, I guess, loving.
Same love or something?
Yeah, loving whoever you're going to love.
It was before that shit, though. That thrift
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, that one song, the way the climate is right now, niggas is losing their heads if you're going out, you know.
Well, you can't say nothing about gay people.
That's what I'm saying. Cats is losing their heads right now.
Good or bad, because you're going to come at you. You can't say nothing about Jewish people, good or bad.
No doubt. So I'm just saying. So with that being said, but here's a guy who, unlike a lot of people out there, damn, he's going to at least admit it.
Oh, he's admitting it.
And yeah, I give him respect for that.
I got to give him a lot of respect for that.
I got to.
I mean, I'm giving him a lot more respect than guys that I love on the mic who are imbeciles. You know what I mean? Point blank.
But I'm still not buying that album, B.
Nah, I ain't giving him that much respect. No. Man, I'm going to respect him, his opinion and his forthrightness.
Right, on his word,
we need
yeah.
that, right? No we doubt. Need that a lot in the culture and Macklemore.
Is he a part of the culture, though?
Man, he's what I'm saying is a part of the culture where even hip hop, even the deepest part of hip hop, we're so deficient. It's just coming out and being straight, honest, being able to know how to talk about shit without saying, I review rappers Y record, and the next thing you know, I'm leaving my place of work and I get shot at.
But you know what,
because
though?
He sent his man and them up in there for some bullshit.
But another thing, I'm sorry, you look at Macklemore, he's not pulling a Lil, like, I'm the best alive and all that kind of foolishness. He's not doing that. He's just making his art, getting paid for it, and speaking honestly. Yeah, I can't be
right.
mad at that.
Right, and people are coming to him and heaping him with best rapper, best hip-hop. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to rap. And Macklemore himself is saying, well, wait a minute. Okay, first of all, you giving that to me because I'm white. Well, now, wait a minute. The best album commercially that was probably out there was Kendrick Lamar. Sorry to all you Drake fans. Kendrick Lamar is shutting that Negro down. So, just on a personal level, I'll blast him on his music all day, but on a personal level,
I'm feeling him.
I give him some.
But if I was still a Source subscriber, I would have cut my shit. Oh, nigga.
If I was a Source subscriber, I would have committed suicide by now. those motherfuckers are so out of the game. It ain't even funny. No doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is DJ Drama got a new job as A&R, Chief A&R at Atlantic Records. Congratulations, I think.
All those mixtapes paid off.
So, Kerji, what kind of music were we going to expect? Because you got basically two A&Rs. You got Jeezy over there and you got Drama.
More of the same.
Jeezy is Drama.
You better believe it.
More the same?
More the same.
You mean, so DJ Drama is not going to sign a real lyrical, or he's not going to go get M Phases and Sean Price and put him on Atlantic?
It's not going to happen. This nigga, he's from Philly, and he knows what real hip-hop and all that's all about. But he's Gangsta Grizzles, and you know what he's going to do. Migos times 10. It's going to be a bunch of them type niggas running the game.
Good boy.
Because all the mixtapes you hear, a bunch of them shits he put out, it's a bunch of them type niggas. And him screaming on them shits.
And it got him.
Cannon.
Cannon.
Well, on that note, next topic on Hip Hop Digest, Madlib says he doesn't want his music exploited like Jay Dilla's. If I was dying in a hospital, I'd tell my son to go and burn it.
Damn.
I don't want to get exploited like they're doing to Jay Dilla. I like Madlib. I always like Madlib. I like his alter ego Quasimodo even more. But
see, you talking real shit, underground hip hop shit. You said Quasimodo.
That's my man. I like that shit.
The niggas don't know about that. How about people on the stairs?
Exactly. Ooh. Oh.
What?
Ooh. But anyway, I like Madlib, and I like that whole Stone's Throw movement. You know, question about that. But what I don't understand is, sort of coming off as kind of pompous, A Number One exploited. So you got the Yancey Boys, which is Jay Dilla's brother and his cousin. Okay. Jay Dilla's mom is running the estate.
Right.
Yep. From what I know, Jay Dilla had crazy medical bills that his mom said that I'm going to square up. So she got to make some income.
Right.
And an unpublished, unheard Jay Dilla beat is income. I don't understand what's up with Madlib with that.
Jay Dilla is paying his medical bill because his beat's paying for it.
Okay, well, that's true.
So but there's not, like, I don't see the problem.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to look at what would be Madlib's motivation for such a statement. That he, like, his, don't get me wrong, I like Madlib, but, you know, your beats are not rising to the level. It's not a matter of better, but we're talking about Jay Dilla, and maybe he is bigger in death as most and things hip hop are than in life. Okay.
Of course.
But I don't know. You've been in the game like I've been in the game. There's a marker on your calendar. When you heard J Dilla, it was like,
yeah. Right. Even if you didn't know who it was,
you was like, beat, was like, damn. You know, I never really had that experience with Mad Lib, and I like a lot of his shit. But I know when I first heard J Dilla, yeah. It was like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what's up with that cat. He's bugging. So, E-Color, what you got left over?
Oh, I wanted to bring up the not your favorite new group that you've been watching, who I'm going to start not saying for a little while.
Okay.
But, so,
I ain't on them like that, man.
I came across this record, and it's an older record, Mac Miller, Objects in the Mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm listening to that, and I'm saying to myself, yo, I kind of like this.
The track on that joint, I was feeling.
Right. It reminded me of kind of like a Mos Def sing-songy situation.
I get that.
It didn't look at me like rap or nothing like that, but I knew... When I sent that link to you, I said, oh, he's going to try to get me. He's going to try to get me. And after a few texts, I think we found some common ground. Because I wasn't saying that Mac Miller was that dude.
So you wasn't trying to come on here with Mac Miller?
No, like, I wasn't like trying to do that.
Like the B.I.C. nigga.
Oh, right, but that's what y'all trying to put on me, though.
No, but that's what you tried to throw back my way. I knew it was coming.
Word?
I knew it was coming. Which leads me to also add this. Now, y'all know I'm not a Drake fan by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember the text you sent me for that one.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of any stretch. But I heard, like, just to put it out there, this week I just been listening to a whole bunch of different shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we know we hip hop, but I just, you know, listen to different shit. And I heard that Drake song on his new album, From There or whatever the fuck it's called.
Okay. I ain't propping that shit up.
I'm not propping it. Go in. I'm not saying,
but
again,
go in.
At times when you hear some different shit, I gotta say what I gotta say.
Okay.
About it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not gonna go buy Drake's album because I heard that shit and was like, oh, I can kind of relate to that. Drake don't sound whack to me on that. Curtis has said to me for many, many times that Drake has skills. Drake, have you not?
Yes, I have. Okay. I do think Drake has skills, but Drake, on the way to the church, got lost at the bar. he fell into the bar and he stayed there.
No doubt.
See, the problem is that I got arrested on private property.
You want me to walk that line right there? Or that line right there? What nose? You want me to touch my nose or your nose?
So hence, what this all leads up to is... Yes, you found those cats interesting.
Right.
And they may have some redeeming value later on for myself and maybe for Kurt. I don't know.
Okay. I see what you're going. I see what you're saying. What you're saying is
just
you
because
found...
we are hip-hop snobs
and
don't
we are.
Mean that sometimes something else can't seep in a crack. But it's not going to make me go get that. I'm not even going to go download the album.
Okay. You know what we need to do? I'm giving a homework assignment.
Oh, I hate homework, baby.
Oh, shit. Nah, we're giving homework assignments. Nah,
nigga, I do my homework in study class.
Nah, nigga. This is actually cleansing. I'm a piggyback on what you're saying. The homework assignment for the next show is to find three records.
Damn.
Just three. Commercially available that you like.
You know how much bullshit you got to go through to get
me?
Three?
I don't give a fuck. You gonna do it.
Damn.
All y'all niggas.
This nigga reaching for his belt and shit.
Turn off that bullshit.
Because you know what? I'm gonna pull out the three records. A couple of which you already know that I did like down through the
years. That ain't fair. Nah, nigga. You said now.
No, not right now. Next show.
Oh, any shit. Wait, I'm not talking about them giving the answers right now. I'm saying you talking about music right now or music eternally?
I'm talking about commercial rap.
Commercial rap that's playing right now.
Is that what you're saying?
No, not right now. It could be any era, but it had to have been a commercial blow crossover.
Oh, okay. I can name a bunch of heavy DJs that I like.
Heavy D, he's out the game. He's out of bounds.
And King Killer can throw an MC Hammer record out there that you was feeling.
And that's one of my records.
Okay, I'm gonna say which one now.
It's a Hammer joint that I like. Oh, okay.
Now you understand. Got the rules.
You. Okay, I thought you were talking about now.
No, I'm talking about now.
No. Okay.
No. Okay.
No.
I was gonna come in and say, Dennis Rodman. Oh, Dennis Rodman.
We on that Ray Lewis. Anyway, Kurt G, albums of the week, fresh 2014 edition. Let's go.
All right, we can't go in any other way but like this. First album, Rock Marciano.
Oh my God, that's my man right there.
Marci Beaucoup. Rock Marciano, Marci Beaucoup.
Damn,
that's my man.
The next one was very surprising to even me. But this shit is fucking Flavor.
Is it?
Yes. I'm automatically saying shout out to Audible Doctor because the beats on this shit is crazy.
What?
Damn.
Fredro Starr.
Whoa.
Made in the Streets.
Oh.
Wow.
Listen. And then I piggybacked off of you because you inspired me, my nigga.
Oh.
Instrumental album for the week.
Oh.
Wow.
Funky DL. Classic Was the Day, the Black Instrumentals.
My wow. man.
So I'm going to start adding instrumental album because it's crazy. I got so many instrumentals I play in the background of the shows anyway.
Let me tell you, y'all. Let me tell you, Hip Hop Digest family, it's the sound. Fuck your favorite MC, it's the sound.
Damn. I said it in 2007. If your favorite MC is whack, you're whack.
See y'all next week or gone.
Peace.
One.
Trying to eat till I increase my bank's warp, till I'm obese and hopping out of that tantrum. Invest like I was wearing a tank top. Since they your sheep, I turn these fuckers to lamb chops. Create a major fur's my main concern. Watch the blazer burn, plastic wrappers to ashes, and make a urn. Wanna be luxury living, wait your turn. Ballin', they on the commission. David Stern. I'm star on my face, but no, I ain't Al Pacino. I'm hotter than boarding flights to Puerto Rico with kilos. But Marcy Mayhem and CO, we don't play. Leave that shit to a casino with me, okay? Hey. Ay, I ain't on? The one you wanna stun on. Fendi trench at any event. Come on, reversible. Pull the shorty out, then I bust rounds. So when you're hearing them buck shots, just duck down. Hot topic, groupies gossip that I'm hot shit. Mama rockin' chick that shoplifts always got bits. Average retailers wouldn't stop this. Off the top turnbuckles, how I drop kicks. On my rock shit, I stage dive into mosh pit. So fly, she taking plane rides in my cockpit. Alien, fuck a slap from terrorist projects. In the unidentified foreign object. 80s poses, we squat for the cameras. I'm a bachelor, thirst is not in my character. So ill, I should be quarantined. Now they fear me like I stepped out of a horror scene. Fuck an iPod, I'm getting you touched. The weapons is tough for any nigga stepping to us. AK behind the painting, ready to buck. My new titles count runway, address me as such.
Let the shotgun smoke, sprinkle the coke. Life's like a tightrope. It's nice to know the right white folk. Check and trap, I'm like Kenny Red with the mouthpiece. Cop the house out South Beach, move powder with loud heat. Plow your whore at the mole like a foot of snow. It's like a free throw. $1,000 feet show. Peace glow. Manifico. Keep a freak. She from Puerto Rico. Sniff Perico. With the fatty. She petite though. Deep throat. Cooling out. Blowing Cubans with druids. My ice kind of bluish. Vuitton Lewis. The newest. Move fluent. Thread the needle with the eagle. Shoot it. Police feud it. My hate for D's is deep rooted. D square ski wear. Then leave your stare. Medium rare. Fuck being fair. It's best to beware. Clap your tummy. Crash dummy. I'm in that black thing sitting lovely, prettier than a bag of money, buddy. Bon buck.
Yeah. Sound good. Right?
Yeah. Yo,
your sucker static be familiar. You feel it when they grilling you. Feeling that be feeling like fuck y'all, I ain't concealing my vibe. Or the conscience that be all up on my shoulder telling me I could get over. With a 9 and a C-note and my cousin Camino. Double it up in Reno, call that shit Mendocino and be out in the day. It's Lord Tay from the city of the titties and twats. They vicious and plot and I ain't even get to the cops. Now I can sit up here and tell you, take care of your health. But shit, I'm about to crack a motherfucking 40 myself and find a young dumb thing that'll week come cream. Quicker than a Twinkie she could take off the shelf. Now but for real, possess a skill and you shall reap what you sow. My brothers here with Nick and Harry got shot 1 year ago. Yeah, we were sitting in the studio like, where do we go? And now we dropping Black Christmas for the real nigga Rose. I believe a real nigga wrote. Gotta ask, you'll never know. I give my heart to this jazz, this blues, this rap, this soul. You can hear it in my voice, demeanor and tone. Still health careless cause the fee in the tone. Something I can't afford with the weed that I rolled. I got a hustler's Jones in these bones. O's in my palms, let these hoes just keep carrying on and on and on and on. My lawn, it look like someone left. Shit ain't nothing new, but watch your back cause I was born to hit a lick, nigga. Yeah, I was born to hit a lick, watch your back, nigga. Cause I was born to hit a lick. And I'm out. Where are my people?
Word.
Where's all my bitches?
Word, word.
Where are my niggas?
Word, word, word. Don't grab a brew if you spook the skirt.
Where are my people?
Word.
Where's all my bitches?
Word, word.
Where are my niggas?
Word, word, word. Don't grab a brew if you spook the skirt.
Nice work if you could get it, man. Good job if you could get it, man. Now ask the people if they give a damn. The globe is pretty lonely if you live it like a middleman. The price is on the head of my ego. Yes, still I stand Lieutenant Dan. Shitting on folk like I'm Killer Cam. Son of Sam selling Rex like a thriller jam. I need a song to make the shorties move they body quick. They never listen to my words, they got a lot of lit. My music make a lot of sense and so I'm proud of it. They music got you looking sick because you out of it. But I can hate, I know I'm crying, maybe it's bipartisan. These niggas not on my level, they get no lettermans. And when it's all said and done, they bitches looking sad as them. My women looking fabulous, it's hazardous to stare at them. You know we roll with Stash Box to the last stop. And if you bring that negative, I hope your ass rot. I'm a loner, I'm a sorry entertainer. It's no brainer that these niggas making bangers. Trying to make a young buck like a fork at the hanger. Finna get my nunchucks from flex with my latest. The greatest, the greatest. The greatest, the greatest. The greatest, the greatest. The greatest, the greatest, the greatest.
Where are my people?
Word.
Where's all my bitches?
Word, word.
Where are my niggas?
Word, word, word. Don't grab a brew if you spook the skirt.
Where are my people?
Word.
Where's all my bitches?
Word, word.
Where are my niggas?
Word, word, word. Don't grab a brew if you spook the skirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, we fucking up the hood like the 86 crack invasion. Heard it giving out three joints for tax evasion. Get a Mack truck, crash up your bulletproof car. Get tattoos to cover up your few bullet scars. I wake up a dead body on the front lawn. I'm on the road getting money all my lawn. It's a year mandatory in New York for a gun charge. D's on alert, gotta watch for the gun squad. Coolio, man, it's getting too hot. Ship keys to the studio with the two Glocks. They threw shots in this Escalade. They didn't kill him. Only thing is bitch breast got grazed. The greatest nation is a donation. I'm in the Porsche with my nigga paid. Fresh off of probation. Mad money nigga knows what's up. While you blowing up the stage, you blow your tour bus up.
Holding it down.
And you don't stop.
Time is money, so I stay late. Holding it down. For life. I represent. Holding it down. Money, so I stay late. Holding it down. Rhymes cleverly wrote. Heavy hitters. Holding it down.
And you don't stop.
Time is money, so I stay late. Holding it down. For life. I represent. Holding it down. Time is money, so I stay late. Holding it down. Rhymes cleverly wrote.
Tranquility, I'm like a statue. The only thing that's not in my vicinity, your bathroom. Shitting on you when a 9-11 drive past you. Billboard images of niggas just grabs you. Shebang, I'm everywhere that you ain't. And even further away when my holograph faint. But in high definition in your mind, when you thinking get you high like a dime of the California dank. Try to get into my dimension with divine intervention. I advise you to find you a shrink. Look at what I designed for your eyes to see. Hussein, Eric Loud, Brook Lawn, MC, just move. Transcending space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just move. Transcending space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just stagnant cesspool, coagulated, frozen in time. My evolution stay blowing your mind. I'm in both hemispheres, illuminate and I shine. Even relevant on television, catch me at 9 in New York or the Bay, London, Cape Town, SA. Even South Africans know I'm out, then I'm back again. Calculated route like I'm about drug trafficking. I reappear in the flesh, create a ripple effect splash. The internet car crash, you amateur spacecraft. Vernacular, these lowercase characters, they running on a page trying to locate the capital. When every letter I scribe will find you, so you can transcend space and time like I do. Remind you, I'm so ahead, I'm behind you. And if I was visible, nigga, I would blind you. Just move. Transcending space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just move. Transcending space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just move. Magnetic progression, truly nothing to F with. You show me your essence and I will show you the opposite. Opposite, I'm monotonous. Do you know who you rocking with? I'm minimal, can give a fuck about what's in your pocket, bitch. You superficial, shoot you with stupid missiles. Move a buffoon to the moon and you take your music with you. I'm
I'ma take the present and the future legendary. Every instrumental, cut the record, cut the check. But I project how I'm moving, shape shifting in space. Metaphysical base, visible by the image that it left on your face. And it showed my rap flow like a black hole, slamming like Cadillac doors when I plateau. Come on. Transcended space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just move. Transcending space and time. We everywhere at the drop of a dime. We everywhere that you ain't, everywhere that you think. Getting money on the road, no time for the bank. I tell my brother, just move.
City, baby. Vonnie B, she's all that. million dollars.